Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze.
Well, I am delighted you're here. And there's so much to catch up with. First of all, I want to remind you that you just missed, because we just ended seconds ago, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, which reaches 40 million television households across America, syndicated by Biz TV. If you are in an area where you're not one of the lucky 40 million that can access Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, go to biztv.com and you can join the Biz Club. They give you the first 30 days free so you can try it out, see if you like it. And then it's like under $6 a month. And that gives you access to all of the TV shows and the video on demand. So if you miss the show, you can still catch it. It'll be there archived. It's Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. We've got some really hot stuff there already that you're going to enjoy. Episodes on Malta, episodes on Ireland, episodes around the U.S. And we are about to broadcast in the next week or two. A couple of episodes that were created in Athens and Mykonos and aboard the Celestial Olympia from Celestial Cruise Lines cruising around the Aegean. That's all very cool. You can also at S. Abrams, S-A-B-R-A-M-S .com, click on Travel TV in the navigation bar. And that'll take you over to archived, commercial-free episodes of Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. I think you're going to enjoy it. I've been getting some wonderful emails and Facebook friends who I've never met, feedback on how much they not only have been enjoying Travel with Stephanie Abrams and Travelers 411, my two-weekend radio shows, and now have gotten hooked on Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. So bravo. And there's more to come. We've been diligently working on producing new episodes. And I have to tell you, we produce 6 hours of radio every weekend and 1 hour of TV. It is probably 10 times more labor intensive, time consuming, and more expensive than producing 6 hours of radio. It's incredible what goes into producing a TV show. The thing I find the most interesting is, you know, when we have on a guest and I want to have them really paint a word picture for you, wherever we're talking about, a resort, a destination, an attraction, an event, whatever it is. And I'll ask them about it, and if we're talking with a hotelier, they'll say something about, you know, we have a 5,000 square foot spa, and we have a wonderful water park, and we have to go back and really delve into, well, they describe that spa for us, they describe the water park for us. When you're doing TV, what it takes 40 minutes to do for radio. It'll take about 2 to 3 minutes at the most. So when somebody says spa, we are flashing those photos on the screen of the treatment rooms and, you know, what everything looks like. It's really, wow. Nonetheless, as efficient as it is, holy cow. You can't imagine what goes into producing a broadcast hour of television. It's just humongously intense. The interesting thing is I'm loving it. And while I'm still loving it, I'll still be doing it. So I hope that you will go check us out at biztv.com and at sabrams.com. Click on Travel TV. It's right above the red telephone booth. Looks like a British phone booth there that I'm in the picture. And right above that is the navigation bar, and you'll see Travel TV. You can click on that. You know, let me tell you a little secret about that British telephone booth. Most people make the assumption that I took that photo somewhere in, well, clearly I didn't take the photo because I'm in it. The photo was taken of me hiding behind that phone booth. And most people assume it's somewhere in the UK where you will still see red phone booths. And at one time, those red phone booths were all over Ireland. And at some point, in the Irish mentality of shaking off the shackles of all things British, they all got painted green. And instead of having the British crown symbol on it, it has some other symbol. I don't even remember what. If I had to guess, I'd say it's a harp. But maybe it says something about Irish telephone system or something. But same phone booth, painted green in Ireland. Red in Northern Ireland. Red in the UK. Only I wasn't behind one of those red phone booths in Northern Ireland or the UK. And you will still find them mostly dotting the countryside because most people have cell phones. So the need for a payphone handy in the local marketplace has gone downhill. And a lot of times now you go in the phone booth, there's nothing in it. They've taken the phone out. But interestingly, that picture was taken in Florida at one of the themed parks where there was a British phone booth. So that's where that picture was taken, which is part of the don't believe everything you see or hear. A lot of that going around, isn't there? Anyway, I want to share with you a bundle of things today. So we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Join conductor Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops in a performance filled with holiday music favorites, the traditional pop sing-along, and a visit from Santa Claus himself. The magical atmosphere of Boston's world-famous Symphony Hall, beautifully decorated to evoke all the spirit and charm of the season, add to the fun. Tickets are on sale now at 888-266-1200 or bso.org.
Well, yesterday, we were in New York, and we did some interviews with the executive team, or some of the members of the executive team, at the Plaza Athenae in New York City. And if you go to sabrams.com, that's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, and if you go /blog, it'll take you right to my blog. Otherwise, you'll find the blog in the navigation bar at sabrams.com. You'll find I wrote a blog that includes a recipe for crab cakes. I want to tell you, for those of you who are smart enough to only eat crabs and crab cakes somewhere hugging the shoreline of the Chesapeake Bay, you can feel confident ordering crab cakes at the Plaza Athenae Hotel in New York City. It's really in the heart of everything. It snugs up to Madison Avenue and in the 60s. Really convenient place. and gorgeous and homey. You feel like you are in your own palatial chateau, and yet you feel like it's home. It's so comfortable. So yesterday on Travelers 411, which along with today's show, Travel with Stephanie Abrams, you'll find archived by the middle of the week at sabrams.com, along with the show notes and links to the relevant sites and associated with our guests and all kinds of other information and whatnot. So while we were in the city, we did interviews in New York City. We did interviews with James Fallon, Nicholas Constantino, and David Cohen, who are respectively the directors of sales and marketing, food and beverage, and the general manager, David Cohen, who's a great guy. I mean, they're all great people. I mean, they're really wonderful people. It's a pleasure to just sit down with people and not only feel, you know, warmly welcomed, but not get roughed up. There's too much of that roughing up stuff going on in America, people. You know, I called Ireland and Jamaica last week, just and Barbados and Bahamas, just to talk with people who are just warm and delicious. We need a little more of that in America, warm and delicious. I'm just tired of talking to snarky people. It's painful. So we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to answer the question that you heard yesterday about who was sitting two seats away from me at breakfast at the Plaza Athenae. It's going to blow your mind. We'll be right back.
Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, writer-in-residence at a wine and cheese reception hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will introduce her novel, Rumors, read an excerpt, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring or buy copies at the event. You won't want to miss this experience at the Betsy Writers Room to munch and meander through Rumors, a novel of conspiracy, secrets, lies, love, lust, and intrigue wrapped up in rumors. November 8th, 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston. Beginning December 6th, thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200 or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately.
Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So, we went to New York City and we did interviews with the director of sales and marketing, James Fallon. Isn't that interesting? His name is Jimmy Fallon, if he called himself Jimmy, but he does call himself James. I bet when he makes reservations places, you know, they are expecting somebody else. I don't know if you're listening up there in the state of Washington, Dave Thomas, or even if you're still alive, because I haven't talked to you in 20 years. Well, 17 anyway. We used to have a business associate in Seattle, actually in Bellevue, Washington, named Dave Thomas. So those of you listening up there, maybe you knew him. And when he would go places, they were expecting the founder of Wendy's, whose name was Dave Thomas. Oh, I have another great story along those lines I'm going to tell you next about James Taylor. But let me tell you about this one, now that we're talking about celebrity types. So I'm at the Plaza Athenae, A-T-H-E-N-E-E, with an accent over it. So it's pronounced Athenae. Plaza Athenae. There's another one in Paris, by the way. And I think when they started out, they were associated with one another, but the French people sold the property off, I think. I have to go back and recheck that story. I'm pretty sure that's how that happened. And they still have a nice relationship, but they're not entwined in any partnership anymore. Anyway, we were doing these interviews. They were recorded. They were actually recorded on Friday, and the recordings aired yesterday, Saturday. I may actually share some of them with you, either, if not today, then maybe next week, because they were really interesting, particularly the one with the general manager, David Cohen. So, in any event, David Isby, our senior producer, who anchors here in our studio no matter where in the world we are, was busy overseeing the production to get the show in ship shape to be broadcast yesterday. And I get a text message that says, so who was sitting next to you at breakfast that the GM wouldn't say? So I'm going to tell you now, because David Cohen is not sitting next to me to smack me. You know I share everything with you. The Plaza Athenae is a wonderful hotel with quality service in an atmosphere that's lovely. Just lovely. A great place if you want to do... Well, first of all, you just want to treat yourself to lovely. Or maybe you're having a party. It's a reception for a wedding or a product lunch or a birthday or family reunion or whatever. And they have suites that'll knock your socks off. But they also have regular rooms. And they're not any more expensive than any of the other luxury hotels in New York City. But I have to tell you, this is just a great place. As a result, the last time I was there, and if you go to my Facebook, Stephanie.Abrams.94, you're going to see pictures that I took of Joan Rivers' daughter, Melissa Rivers. She was a guest in the hotel the last time we were there. And we had a little chat in the elevator. And I took some pictures of her standing outside the hotel when she snuck out to smoke. Shh, I didn't tell you that. Anyway, there's always fancy pants people at that place. And if that isn't the hallmark signature of this is a wonderful place, because when you have more money than you know what to do with, you don't care what it costs as long as you get the very best. So, while we were at the hotel, I was told, but regrettably I did not see him, that Pierce Brosnan was in residence. How about that? And that Robert De Niro was there. Well, we go to breakfast on Friday morning. And it is this elegant, beautiful, wonderful environment to have breakfast, to have any meal in. It's just lovely. We walk in. I'm walking first. My husband is behind me. We are being led to a table. I was asked, do I want to sit over there or do I want to sit over there? I picked the table on the back of the far wall, straight ahead. One side was an upholstered banquette, and the other side was a very comfortable French provincial-looking chair, but heavily upholstered. If it hadn't been heavily upholstered, I would have given my husband the seat on the banquette because he carries none of his own padding. So he likes a nice, cushy seat. I regrettably carry my own padding, so... It doesn't matter if it's a hard seat, it wouldn't make a difference. But both sides were equally lush. So I took the seat against the wall. There was a woman, this was a little table for two. There's a woman by herself next to me, to my left, table for one. Then the architecture of the room was such that there was like a little architectural obstacle, like, I don't know, maybe, I can't remember. It could have been a plant. It could have been, you know, like a square encased area where there's a duct in the wall or something and they build around it. So I couldn't see who was sitting on the banquette on the other side of the wall, and I didn't notice who was sitting there when I walked to the table for breakfast. And the whole time I was sitting there, I could see the person sitting in the chair on the other side of the table, parallel to where my husband was sitting. I could see the person who was speaking there, but I couldn't see who that person was speaking with. And we finished breakfast, and we left the dining room, which meant I stood up, walked straight ahead, walked out, never looked back, had no idea. When I interviewed David Cohen, the general manager of the Plaza Athenae, he told me who was sitting two seats away. It's going to... hold on to your socks, people, because I'm going to blow them off right after these important messages. So stay with me. Don't go away.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak. The historic Great Dome car is here. Traveling between Albany, New York and Montreal, experience panoramic views this fall foliage season. And take 15% off your adventure at Amtrak.com.
Movie star.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So if you're just joining us, I'm talking about the Hotel Plaza Athenee in New York City. Not to be confused with the Plaza Athenee in Paris, but there are many similarities, and especially as it relates to quality. So, if you're just joining us, we had breakfast on Friday, just 2 days ago, at the Plaza Athenee. We had overnighted, and after breakfast, I met with David Cohen and two other executive team members of the hotel. We did interviews. I've decided that we're going to bump out what we were going to share with you in the next hour, and we're going to broadcast for your listening pleasure the interview with David Cohen, because it's quite interesting, and I think you'll really enjoy it. And during that interview, you're going to hear him say, did you notice who was sitting two seats away from you at breakfast? And I didn't. Two tables to my left would have been my husband's right. He didn't notice either. Although I have to tell you, I don't know if it's a man thing, but noticing things, finding things that are right in front of them. There could be two things on a table and you tell him it's on the table. Right there, one of the two things, where? I don't see it. So he wouldn't have noticed. But where I was sitting, I had a woman and a physical obstruction on the left of that woman. So there was no way I could see the person sitting two seats down on the banquette that I was sitting on. I get a email, no, a text on my cell phone from our senior producer, David Isby, who was busy as soon as we, oh, bless technology, uploaded the interview so that David could pick it up and our broadcast team could process all the things they need to do to get it ready to go out over the air yesterday. And David sent me a text. Hang on, I'll read it to you if I can find it easy. David sends me a text because he's busy listening to the interview with David Cohen, in which he says, did you see who was sitting two seats down from you? And I said no. And he told me later off the air, but he wouldn't share it. So I get this email, this text from Dave Isby, who was busily creating the broadcast, producing it. So who was sitting two tables from you that David Cohen couldn't say on the air or wouldn't say on the air? And I sent him back a text. It was Robert De Niro. Now, you know, I would have picked a different table to sit at because the maitre d' said, would you like to sit here? Would you like to sit there? And there were other seats around, and I would have snuggied up nice and cozy, as cozy as I could have gotten, had I realized he was sitting right there. But geez Louise, Another one of those missed opportunities. Because there's a good chance that before this show was over today, you would have been hearing an interview I did with Robert De Niro, but that didn't happen. But that was fun. That really was fun. And it's a wonderful hotel. And I want to review for you something that I talk about in the interview with David Cohen a little bit. Let's say you're going on vacation. And you have allotted, let's say, $150 a night for hotels. And let's say you're going to go away for, what do you want to do? You want to do 7 nights? So what is that? It's $1,050, is that right? Yeah, $700 and $350. So you got $1,050 to spend for hotels for your 7 nights. That's a decent amount of money. Now, you got some choices. If you want to live like the king, you can decide, let's go away for 1 night, get a spectacular suite somewhere, which you can do. And even, you know, they run sales in the summer in New York City. I don't know if they did it this year because I didn't ask about it, but for sure last year. Maybe it was this year, too. They run at the Plaza Athenae sweet deals for the summer in suites. So the suites are like half the price they normally are, which means a $2,000 suite is going to cost you $1,000. So if you want to do that so you can live like the king for one night, you can do that. But let's say you want to really splurge. And, you know, maybe you're going to go stay somewhere, wherever it is in the world you are. For $250 or $300 a night, you can stay someplace fabulous most of the time, with rare exception. So if you took, let's say, $350 out of your $1,050, that would leave you with $700. Which means you now have $100 a night to spend on rooms. Now, if you're going abroad, or if you're flying to, name a city you like, maybe what you want to do is land, get your rental car, or if you've driven in, stay around the city rather than in the middle of the city. The middle of the city is always going to be more expensive. So if you can find a place to stay on the outskirts and invest your sleeping hours when your eyes are closed anyway in places that average out to $100 a night, then the last night before you go, throw yourself a splurge party and get yourself a gorgeous room for $350 somewhere. Now, if you're in a place where $350 doesn't buy all that much, the trick is, instead of staying in a 5-star or a 4-star hotel, stay in a really good 3-star hotel and get their presidential suite. Because there are places that are 3 stars that are wonderful, especially when you get outside of the cities where there are no 4- and 5-star hotels in the region. So the best you're going to get is going to be a place that's 3 stars. And it could very well be a very nice place, but I'm going to promise you this. If you get their bridal suite or their presidential suite or whatever they call their top-of-the-line suite, you can have the kind of experience that's super memorable for what it would cost you to stay in a standard room in a 4- or 5-star hotel in some places. In other places, that $350 is going to buy you something. I can tell you, there are a lot of castles in Ireland, which, by the way, has wonderful value. Hotels in Ireland range in the same category as hotels in places like Croatia and Poland and the Czech Republic. For the value that you are getting, it's the biggest bargain on the planet. and they think they speak English. So we almost can communicate. You will find some words that don't compute. But that's a wonderful way. I mean, you're so much better off finding really good hotels for $100 a night for six nights and do one night the big splurge, because everybody deserves to know what it's like to live like the king. And it's a great way to end the trip. And what you want to do is make sure, most hotels have a 3 o'clock check-in, but if you get there earlier, you can check your luggage with the bellman. They'll put it in a closet till your room's ready. If your room's already is already ready to roll, they may let you in earlier. We're going to talk about that after these important messages, so don't leave me.
Buckle your seatbelt and tune in to Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast weekly on Sundays in the 5 p.m. Eastern time slot. For a list of cities and stations where Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams will air, visit Stephanie's blog at sabrams.com/blog and biztv.com. If you're traveling, check local listings in cities including New York, Boston, Miami, Atlanta, Tampa, Orlando, Houston, Dallas, Las Vegas, Nashville, Los Angeles, and more.
Tickets are now on sale for Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts at Symphony Hall in Boston. Conductor Andras Nelson's returns for his fifth season to lead the BSO in timeless music, ranging from breathtaking symphonies to choral masterpieces and contemporary favorites, featuring the works of Beethoven, Stravinsky, Haydn, Tchaikovsky, and more. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org. Season sponsors Bank of America and Takeda Pharmaceuticals.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, beginning December 6th. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200 or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Biz Talk Radio.
With Stephanie Abrams.
In the last segment, I was talking about how to take the money you have and average it so that you can afford to stay someplace fabulous. And there's nothing like benchmarking an occasion by staying someplace fabulous. One of the things that has always bothered me about hotels, and I do understand the need, is that check-in is generally 3 o'clock. I was just somewhere, and I've forgotten where it was. I have to really think about it. Check-in was 4 o'clock. And check-out is generally 1 o'clock, noon, and some places now 11 a.m. Can you imagine you check in at 4 and you leave at 11 the next morning? You barely have time to enjoy or appreciate the place. The reason for the 3 p.m. check-out is that the housekeeping staff needs time to clean the hotel up, change all the linens, and do what they got to do for the new round of guests who are going to arrive. So, but sometimes when you arrive at a hotel and the room is ready, they will let you check in. If the room is not ready, ask them to take your luggage and store it in the bellman's closet. They'll give you a receipt, and they will mark on the receipt how many things you have checked. So even if you check 2 suitcases, 2 roller boards, 2 canvas sacks, and a shopping bag, you're going to get a receipt for, 7 items. Some places will actually give you 7 different claim checks. If you are flying and you have left luggage on the last day where you have to check out at 11 a.m. or noon or 1 p.m., many places, if you ask, they will give you a late checkout. If they are sold out for the next night, they may need to kick you out at the regular time because they've got to get the rooms cleaned up for the next people coming in. However, if let's say checkout is 11 and they'll extend it to 1, and you have breakfast, you run around, you do a little shopping, but you want to do something else. You want to go to the movies because you don't have to get on the road or go to the airport till 7 o'clock at night, and you don't want to spend all the time at the airport although it's not a bad idea to spend at least 4 hours at the airport because there's so many fun things to do at airports. And then you don't have to rush and be out of breath and have to worry about how big is the line at the TSA check through and you know, all that jazz. And more airports have, I mean, they're really amusement parks for adults with shopping and restaurants and whatever. But let's say you're checking out at noon and your flight's at 9 o'clock at night, or you don't have to get on the road till 9 o'clock at night. So maybe you want to be there longer. You give your stuff over to the bellman, and then you go play, and then you come back, and you get your stuff, and you either load it into your car or a taxi or a limo or a rental car or whatever the deal is. However, if you are flying and you are asked the question, was your luggage out of your control at any time? Please say yes. I know there are people, and I used to work with one. He thought if he said yes, then they were going to harass him and slow down the process and, you know, ask him 1,000 questions and take his luggage out and go through it piece by piece. No. But somebody's going to go through it. They're going to x-ray it. They're going to open it. They're going to look inside because in reality, your luggage was out of your possession for a period of time. Now, why is it important to tell people that who ask that question at the airport? It's important because there is a general process of looking through some luggage, x-raying some luggage, either on tips or on random checks, or because they got nothing else to do to this day and it's slow, so they're going to go through every piece of luggage just for the fun of it. Well, if they find something in your luggage that is contraband, whether it's drugs or something heinous meant to do harm to people, if you'd said, no, it wasn't out of my sight, then you must be aware that it's in there. And by logic, you put it there. Therefore, let's arrest you. On the other hand, if you said, well, it was out of my possession when I got in the taxi or the limo, and the bellman and the driver put my luggage in the trunk, but I was already in the car and the lid of the trunk was up, so I couldn't see what they were doing. So I don't know what went on. Then when they find something, or if they find something, then you've just cleared yourself. If it was never out of your possession, you nailed yourself. So it's really important that you think about, number one, if you're traveling by yourself, you stand on the curb or in that driveway at the hotel, watching your luggage go into the trunk. If the luggage came down on a rolly rack and you stayed 2 more minutes in your room gathering up some papers and things, and the bellman went ahead with the luggage, or if, like in many hotels, there is a service elevator, so the luggage carts do not go in the regular elevator with the guests of the hotel, and you go one way and your luggage and the bellman go the other way, you have no idea what went on while the luggage was not in your possession. And I do not mean to impugn the reputation or honesty of bellman and others involved, but you know, it's been known to happen, and there are movies about such things, one of which is Broke Down Palace with Claire Danes, and it's based on a true story of two young women on holiday in Hawaii who met a guy, enticed to go off to Thailand, and unknowingly became drug moles and wound up in jail. So we're going to take nothing. We're done with this hour, are we? We're not taking any more. We're taking a big break is what we're taking. And we're going to come back, and I'm going to rebroadcast for you the interview with David Cohen, the general manager of the Plaza Athenae, and you're going to love it. And you already know the answer in advance. It was Robert De Niro, two tables from me. Stay with me, everybody. We're coming right back after the top of the hour news. We're flying high.
Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.